How's the housing market? Depends where you live.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, Netflix shares plunge after an announcement that customers are leaving in droves. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down at the open this morning. The Dow down 101 points, about 0.8% at 11,812. The NASDAQ down 1%. Same with the S&P 500 after a mixed picture on home prices came in from the closely watched Case-Shiller Index. It says home prices fell 3.8% in August, though prices rose in 10 of the 20 cities in the survey. And that's where we'll start now with Julie Nieman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, who is with us live from St. Louis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Julie, let's start with the good. The biggest price increases came in Detroit, Chicago, and D.C. What's the story?
Well, it really is a split housing market. We've stabilized. In fact, we're even seeing a little bit of rising employment in some of these cities. For example, Washington, D.C., well, we know that. The federal government is always growing. Yeah. So that's always the mecca for housing there. But if you take a look at Chicago, for example, the 18 to 34-year-old population, and there are about 1.5 million of these people living at home, are moving out. They're going to where the jobs actually are. And in Chicago, you have a core that is growing because you have finance in there, trading, agriculture. But the suburbs, you still have very high unemployment. That part isn't growing. So you really have kind of a reverse donut hole here.
And what about, Julie, what about the bad here? The biggest declines came in L.A. and Atlanta. What's going on there?
Well, in Los Angeles, some of it is technology, too, but it was very, very high prices from which they've been coming off. So you still have way high prices, typical of the Sand States, still hitting L.A. When you take a look at some of the other cities like Detroit, housing prices are the price of a really good New York dinner. So that's going up. It doesn't really mean anything. So it's very split in terms of where the new jobs are coming, and that's where you can see the stabilization first. But the core cities that have sand problems, Phoenix, Miami, yeah. Los Angeles, are still going to have those way overpriced houses still that have to be worked off.
Julie Nieman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Well, Netflix shares are down 37% this morning after the company said it lost 800,000 customers in the last 3 months. For more, let's bring in John Moe. He's the host of the Marketplace Tech Report. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, John, the problems with Netflix we've talked about, they've been widely known. Why this sudden drop in confidence overnight?
Netflix actually had a nice increase in revenue in these results, but it's that drop in subscription that freaked out investors. And when you're freaked out or upset, Netflix is an easy service to cancel. I mean, if you're mad at Bank of America, leaving takes a long time and a lot of hassle. So as people got mad about the pricing changes and the split and the whole Quickster debacle, they could just ditch. And that means also, of course, that people could later come back just as easily.
Well, who benefits from a weaker Netflix? Are people going back to cable? Are they going to Hulu Plus and places like that?
Well, the stock's weak, but the company still has almost 24 million subscribers, and it just expanded to England. Hulu Plus hit 1 million subscribers recently, earlier than expected. But Hulu Plus and Netflix aren't really an either-or proposition. One has more recent shows. One has a bigger catalog. They're only $8 a month each. And I think most people kept cable even with Netflix, so they probably never left. And as for all the other competitors, this shows it's still an open market. If you can bring the best selection and low prices and make it easy and not give people migraines, you'll get customers.
John Moe, host of the Marketplace Tech Report, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Well, everyone was waiting for a grand plan to deal with the European debt crisis coming tomorrow. Well, now it looks like that may not happen. Here at Marketplace this week, we are putting a special focus on the threat Greece poses to the global economy. Marketplace's Eve Troe has the story now of a California company that has a clear connection to Greece.
When you see Athens police holding back rioting Greeks, they carry thick, clear pieces of plastic. Riot control body shields.
They're held up in front of you like this.
That's Roy Paulson. He knows how to hold one because his company makes them.
And of course, we make the handles, straps, and all of the parts. We like to make everything ourselves.
Paulson Manufacturing makes and ships safety gear around the world from its California headquarters. The company started in the 1940s with a toy.
And it was called the Tom Corbett Space Cadet Goggle. It was sold on a Kellogg's Corn Flakes box for 35 cents.
Now it's known for top quality eye and face protection, used by the U.S. and international military and police. Paulson has sold to Greece for years.
We were able to see very early that they were going to have problems, long before it was in the news, because the government was already in anticipation and planning to place large orders for equipment.
Large orders worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. But in the export business, you don't ship until you know you'll get paid. Last year, Paulson's Greek private distributor didn't know if he'd get paid by the Greek government. So the riot gear sat in the California warehouse, and Paulson watched the headlines.
We heard that the EU was going to support Greece, and even before we received the money, we went ahead and made the ocean shipments because we knew that the money would then be transferred.
It was the next day. I ask Paulson if he's skittish about selling to Greece now. He says no. Even if the government is in trouble, the banks seem to be okay.
I'm shipping containers of product to my warehouse in Germany in advance of even receiving orders because I'm so confident of the sales of my products into the European marketplace.
He's confident not only of the demand for more police and riot gear across Europe, but of his trading partners' ability to pay for it. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And we've got more of our Greece coverage online at marketplace.org, including an answer to the question of whether the Greek debt woes will go down as a classical tragedy. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
At the world's biggest tech company, there used to be a sure way to get ahead.
In the old days, they used to give out an award to the person each year who stood up to Steve Jobs' best. And those were the people who tended to get promoted as well.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, the world's most famous CEO, according to his biographer. That's next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.